Time for another National Farm Machinery Show report. Our coverage brought to you by Commonwealth Agri Energy, Raider Auction Company, Security Seed and Chemical, Pro Solutions, and by H&R AgriPower. Among the many people we ran into yesterday at the National Farm Machinery Show, Mr. Wayne Hunt at the H&R AgriPower booth. Of course, he's president and CEO of H&R AgriPower. Talk a little bit about what the National Farm Machinery Show means each year.
Farm Machinery Show means a lot to you. You have a chance to see a lot of folks, a lot of friends, and it's amazing to sit in the booth with you because people come up and it's like, well, I know him or I know that farm or whatever.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is like a reliving your life. Me and Wes have been coming up here so long. We were talking about that, I think, in the early 60s, whatever the first one was. And you see so many people that you know, and that's about the only time I see them. I'm sure, but I can't hardly make any time moving in here because you run into somebody and you got to talk to them. But anyway, it's a great deal. It's a great show. I can't help but think if you can get your name in front of this many people, it'd be worth something to you. 360-something thousand people or whatever comes through here, can't imagine. That's what it is, and we got such a good place in here, and everybody got to come by here. We just got to stop them and sell them a little something. Send them, maybe they'll call you later, stuff like that. It's great. It's a great show. It's the best one in the country, I think. I don't think anything touches place.
You know, you always see cutting-edge stuff here at the Farm Machinery Show. This year, you and I both sat through a seminar on industrial hemp and a coming crop for us.
Yeah, you know, there's all kind of little seminars going on the side of here, if you got time to go to them. I've been a couple this morning, and then got a tour. You know, we're doing a lot of remodeling here on the grounds, the expo center and all. I mean, they're trying to get better where we can get bigger shows and stuff like that. And I think this is a big one. I'm glad to see what they're doing with their money. But it's really, really, Kevin doing a great job. He seems to have a long-term plan. I've visited with him around here. But super guy. Been here a while, knows everything needs to be fixed.
You know, something you always say, agriculture needs to share a story. And I talked to Mr. Beck earlier, and he said, you know, this is a great example of agriculture and rural and urban America coming together here.
It is. Anything in agriculture, if you look around and get to it, it's in here somewhere. I truly believe that. I mean, it's somewhere in here. It is stuck back in one of these. I don't care if it's knitting or right, whatever it might be. It's somewhere in here. But it's a great facility. And lots of people. We got lots of people.
You have a lot of your crew that comes in and out of here during the entire time. So I know Stephanie here is pretty much here with you all the time. She takes care of a lot of things for you. But you have a lot of your folks that come in and out.
We try to get a lot to pass through here. We do. We got, of course, Kevin and Jeff. They trade up. And then we get a lot of sales people. Stephanie, the marketing people are here. That's her main thing. This is the first time I've got to the booth all day, and it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, I've been trying to get here all day and haven't been able to get here. But I am so blessed with good people. I mean, I'm telling you, we got premier people. It makes my life so good. I mean, it's just fun to do what we do.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Wayne, appreciate you. Appreciate your friendship, partnership over the years, and look forward to another great Farm Machinery Show and invite people to come by and see you.
That's for sure. Yeah, we're on the south wing, outside road. Next thing in line would be the ice cream cones and stuff like that. Come down that inside road. We're here. Big H&R AgriPower 3/4 sign hanging up in the ceiling. If you don't know where to go, just look up.
Absolutely.
You can't miss it.
Among other folks we had a chance to run into yesterday as well, Adam Mars, Jeff Davis, they were hanging out at the H&R AgriPower booth, Mr. Cody Willis, and many other folks from home as well. Coverage brought to you by CBC Ag Enterprises, Wildcat Chevrolet, Christian County Farm Bureau Federation, Klein Height Lubricants and Fasteners, and Commonwealth Agri Energy. From the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Alan Watts.